Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 241 for Tuesday, January 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were trading to both sides of unchanged Tuesday morning in thin, choppy activity. Although the bias was higher in most months as fund traders continued to add to long positions and farmers remain reluctant sellers. Canola is down a dollar to up a dollar in early trade, the March contract up 50 cents at $461.20 per ton. Chicago soybeans and oil were both turning down Tuesday morning after posting small gains overnight, and that weakness there did serve to limit the upside potential in canola. After jumping higher last week, canola has also run into chart resistance and was seeing some consolidation. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions also continued to overhang the oil seeds in general, although dryness concerns are starting to appear in some Brazilian growing areas. The Canadian dollar is up by about half a cent this morning, and that was somewhat bearish for canola, but the currency is still at some of its weakest levels in over 5 years. Wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower, retreating from overnight advances. Soybeans are down 3 to 11 cents, the March contract down 9 at $9.74 per bushel. Export news was mixed as far as beans were concerned. On the one hand, fresh business of 111,000 tons to unknown destinations reported this morning was a bit supportive. But on the other, the USDA also announced that China had canceled a 120,000-ton purchase this morning. Favorable South American crop prospects with Brazil, now in its early harvest stages, were also bearish as global demand shifts southward. Corn was steady to down 4 cents. The March contract down 3 at $3.81 per bushel. Brazilian harvest pressure was also a bit bearish for corn, although a weaker tone in the U.S. dollar was supportive. Wheat is down 1 to 5 cents, losing 1 in the March contract in Chicago to trade at $5.20 per bushel. After dropping yesterday, wheat was due for some consolidation. The weakening U.S. dollar and prospects for more export demand were also supportive. But world supplies remained large, and good weather prospects for the U.S. winter wheat crop were also overhanging that market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.